playing with Brennan Tanev, watching him play night after night, what's the first thing that comes to mind to describe his style of play?
Quick. I mean, he's got a high motor, and he always seems to be moving, and he always seems to be creating havoc when he's on the ice. He creates a lot of space for Copper and I. He's in on the forecheck. He's blocking shots on the penalty kill, and he plays a real fast game, so I think he complements both Copper and I real well.
Does there seem to be an end to his energy ever?
No, sometimes we joke, Copper and I, that maybe sometimes it would be best if he slowed down a little bit for us and took a deep breath every once in a while. But he always seems to be going 100% and moving fast. And, it's turned him into a real good player for us.
Does he hold his hat trick over your guys' heads at all, like remind you about that at any point in time?
No, you know what? He's real humble with those things. Like, I don't think he's mentioned it since. So, it'd be nice. I'd probably let the guys know if I had scored one. But he's been pretty kind in that regard.
Adam, what's it like coming into a camp like this where you know your role? It's very defined. You know your line mates. You know your assignments. There's not a lot of what ifs. Is it nice to have some stability in that sense?
Yeah, well, I think when you look at the past few years, we kind of haven't been sure what the lineup's going to look like for the most part. And, well, in regards to the line, where we'd be playing and things like that, I know there are certain lines and other guys that are still fighting for spots. But, kind of building off what we were able to do last year, it's nice kind of going in and knowing you have the chemistry with those guys. And knowing you have the trust in both of them and kind of what you're trusted to do on the ice. So you can kind of get used to making those plays and making those reads right away. You're not kind of stuck in limbo and as to what your role is. So it definitely helps.
Looks like you guys are going to get your first look tomorrow night in Edmonton, and not sure if Connor McDavid will dress. I don't think he's played their first two games, so would that be a fun way to start your preseason if you have to chase them all over the ice tomorrow night?
Yeah, I guess we'll be trying to chase him around the ice, but I think it's always fun. You get to go up against the best player in the world, and even though it's exhibition, you still want to go out there and do your best to shut him down and limit his opportunities. Guys like that, they're going to get chances. It's about limiting those chances and kind of where they get the chances on the ice. And, if they get that first chance, they don't get that second and third opportunity. So he's a tremendous player with a lot of speed, and I think you always have to be aware of him, even when you're in the O zone. He's so good at getting the puck and stretching the ice. And, he takes three strides and he's in the zone ahead of you. So you have to make smart plays with the puck and you just try and stay above him. I think, if you can take away his lanes and don't allow it to be easy for him to open up and get to full stride, I think that's the best way to have success against a player like that.
Preseason can be a little scrambly, obviously. Adam, as a veteran guy, what are the things you look to do as you get your first action of the preseason?
Yeah, well, I think it's just about getting your timing back and getting comfortable in that battle. You go through all summer and you do the bag skates and you do the drills, but you never really create that battle. And in the first few days of camp, you start to get into some more bumping and grinding. But until you're in that real game, you haven't really kind of replicated that. So it's just important to get used to getting hit again. And those battles, kind of, the reads in the D zone, making sure, second man quick, things like that. And as the preseason progresses, then you want to start kind of rounding into form so that for opening night in St. Louis, you're ready to go.
Adam, obviously being a shutdown line is the priority in preventing goals. But do you feel that there's another step that your line can take this season? Is it more offense? You've obviously shown flashes that you guys can score.
Yeah, well, I think when you look back to the regular season, when we were all healthy and playing together, I think we started to do a real good job, not only playing solid defensively, but contributing, not necessarily nightly offensively, but on a pretty consistent basis. It kind of changes in the playoffs when the lines get a little jumbled, and and you're getting real hard matchups and things like that. But yeah, we know for our team to have success, it's important that all four lines chip in offensively. And I think we look as a group that, you know, we want to continue growing our game, not just defensively. And you don't want to just limit yourself to just being a checker and being a shutdown line. I think we know that we have some offensive capabilities, and, you know, we're not going to necessarily blow the doors off other teams like, you know, Wheels' line or Litz' line. But, you know, we think we can be effective in a certain way, whether that's off the cycle or, you know, whether that's using our forecheck. And we're going to look to do that.